T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
LSU baseball coach Paul Mainieri joining us now. Coach, how are you?
Hey, Christian. I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. So 10-7 win over Southeastern last night, and you guys lead the nation in home runs. I guess Gorilla Ball's back, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. I would never have predicted it, but I'm happy to see it. It's been really amazing. Kay Doty's kind of come into his own this year. Last year we had the abbreviated season. He didn't really show this kind of power in the early part of the year, but we always knew he had the potential, and we knew Dylan Cruz had the potential to hit home runs, and a lot of guys have been hitting them. So, yeah, it's been a nice thing to see.
And Cade Beloso hasn't quite got hot yet. When he does, if those other guys can stay hot, I would say that might make your lineup even more formidable.
Well, that's a very good point, Christian. You know, we're waiting for Cade to come into his own. We know what he can do, and he really hasn't found his groove yet. And this weekend would be a good weekend for him to break out, that's for sure.
Coach, how concerned are you about your bullpen? Like, is it pretty big going into SEC play, or you feel like it's going to get worked out?
Well, you know, every year is kind of the same thing, Christian. You know, you look around the country at college teams, and if you have 8, 9, 10 pitchers that you feel like you can really count on, that's really considered a lot. If you're looking at a major league team, that's considered a lot, really. I mean, it's hard to find, you know, 10 quality pitchers that you give them the ball and you really know what you're going to get each time that you run them out there. And when you start looking at our team, you know, we have 4 really good starting pitchers in Hill, Marceau, Labus, and Will Helmers in the midweek. Those 4 guys are really good. And now Fontenot, I think, has righted himself. Garrett Edwards, I think, has shown that he can be a really good closer. Ty Floyd has shown that he can really step up and be outstanding. Right there are 7 guys, you know. Blake Money, I think, has shown some really good things at times. We know McHale, if he can, you know, just get back to being the way he is on a consistent basis, that he could be a good pitcher for us. And there's a couple other guys that we feel confident that can do a good job for us. So I'm not overly concerned about it, but certainly I would like to see more consistency, you know, across the board. And if we can get to the point where we feel like we have 10 or 11 pitchers that we're relatively confident in, that's about all you can ask for in college baseball.
Is Devin Fontenot starting to get back to being the pitcher you saw the year before last?
I think so. You know, he the other day against UT San Antonio on Saturday, I thought he threw the ball with the most conviction that we had seen all year. And then last night, he was really good. You know, he threw 3 to 3 batters. He got them all out. He threw nothing but strikes. He got his both pitches over, his fastball and his slider. He was throwing 95 miles an hour. And I thought he looked great. So let's hope that that's a sign of things to come.
Headed into SEC play, what do you really like about your baseball team?
Well, I like a lot of things about it. You know, I think our kids showed an awful lot of character this weekend, the resiliency, those crazy games that we had this weekend where we lost leads, fell behind, came back, tied games, maybe fell behind again, came back, tied again, and then won the games in walk-off fashion. I think some of the areas of our team that I was really concerned about going into the year have solidified themselves, namely, you know, our shortstop situation. I think Jordan Thompson is really emerging as an outstanding player for us. You know, there's a lot of things that I like. Gavin Dugas, Kay Doty, Ty Morgan and Dylan Cruz. I mean, these are really good ball players. And when we get Cade Beloso going good, and hey, listen, Hayden Travinsky has emerged here in the last couple of days and given us another, you know, big bat, and his arm, his throwing arm, you know, seems to have healed. We shut him down after four innings last night just because we didn't want to overdo it his first time back, but he felt pretty good today. And, you know, if he's feeling good and he can be in there this weekend, you know, it gives us another good bat in the lineup. So, and there's a lot of things to like about our team. We still got a long way to go. We haven't even started the SEC schedule. You know, this weekend is going to be a big series for us. You know, you got a team that's ranked second in the country coming in. We're excited about it.
Coach, I want to go back to the weekend, in particular the extra inning games that you guys won against UTSA. For a young team to have those kind of moments to battle adversity and come out with success, how far does that go in terms of galvanizing that group and giving them confidence? And are games, or a game like that, almost a good thing for a young team? Like, it's a good experience for them to go through?
Christian, it's really hard to quantify how important those kinds of games are. You know, you don't map it out that way. It's hard to, you know, set it up so that, you know, okay, here's our situation, and now you practice so that you can, you know, have that kind of thing. It just kind of happens. And, you know, obviously it's tough on the coaches' nerves, as you might imagine. But, you know, when it's all said and done, you look back and you say, well, you know, those are pivotal times during the course of the year. They could turn out to be pivotal times during the course of the year where it grows the team's confidence and, you know, their whole camaraderie with each other. They become guys that, you know, will go climb into the foxhole together because they don't give up, and they fought together, and they found a way to succeed, and they believe in each other. And that stuff goes a long way, you know, over the course of the season, because there's going to be ups and downs during the course of the season. And this, you know, when there's an affection that each other, you know, everybody has for each other, then they're willing to stick with each other through tough times as well. So, you know, I think it's really important, and time will tell. You know, we may look back at that weekend against Texas San Antonio and say that was really a pivotal time for our team.
LSU coach Paul Maneri here on Sports Talk. The Tigers back in action on the baseball diamond this weekend against Mississippi State, 6 o'clock Friday against the Bulldogs. And Coach, I'm going to throw you a bit of a curveball here, but I know you'll handle it well. Drew Brees announced his retirement this weekend. I know you appreciate, in particular, him, but just football as well, and in particular, Saints football. But what do you think, from watching from afar, what did Drew Brees mean to you and what his career meant?
Listen, I'm 63 years old, and I've followed athletics since I was old enough to walk. I grew up the son of a coach, and athletics has been my whole life. You know, I played quarterback in high school and I've always loved football. I grew up a huge Miami Dolphins fan in Miami, Florida, and watched Bob Greasy and the Miami Dolphins win two world championships. Don Shula was always my favorite coach. And you know, I've always been just a huge football fan. And I've watched, you know, I was down there during the Dan Marino years and the Bob Greasy years and followed Johnny Unitas and Joe Namath and all these guys, you know, throughout my lifetime. I can tell you this, that Drew Brees is my favorite athlete that I've ever watched. I don't know if truly the people of New Orleans and of the state of Louisiana have as great appreciation as they should for what this guy has done for our state and for our city. He's a remarkable person, you know, a remarkable man. And I don't even know him personally. I've met him once or twice. But just the class and the dignity and the way that he carries himself, his work ethic, his clutch performances, what a shining example of what an athlete, a champion, a winner should be. And, you know, it's unfortunate sometimes people don't appreciate that kind of person until they're gone and retired. I tell you what, I appreciated him. I appreciated every moment that he spent in that Saints uniform. And I'm going to miss watching him play, I can tell you that. But I feel very fortunate to have had the opportunity to be in the state of Louisiana for the last 15 years, kind of coinciding during the 15 years that he was here. And he grew to be my favorite athlete I've watched in my lifetime, and I've watched a lot of him through the years, and he's been my all-time favorite, I can tell you that.
And you've been around a lot of great ones, too. So that says a lot. Coach, if you could just describe the Bulldogs coming in town. You mentioned they're number two in the country. What kind of squad's coming to Baton Rouge?
Oh, they're loaded. You know, they've got great pitching staff. The team earned run average is about 2.25, I think. They got a really good left-hander on Friday night. They got power arms, you know, really outstanding. Scrappy team. They got a little bit of power, got some speed. They got a well-put-together team. It's always a great rivalry when LSU and Mississippi State play in baseball. You know, the history of the rivalry between these two schools really dates back to kind of the modern era of SEC baseball, Christian. You know, when Ron Polk took over the Mississippi mm-hmm. State baseball program back in the 70s, he kind of forced everybody in the state of Mississippi and on that campus to take college baseball serious. And then, of course, when Skip came to LSU and did what he did, it created an unbelievable rivalry between the two schools because they were basically the two schools that took baseball serious. And it set an example for the rest of the schools in the SEC. And I think a lot of administrators at those other schools looked at what was happening in Baton Rouge and Starkville and said, you know, maybe if we hire a great coach and put resources into our baseball program, maybe we can have a program that we can be proud of on our campus and in our community. And that's why we have the SEC the way it is now, you know, with 14 great college baseball playing schools where anybody can beat anybody and there's large crowds and there's great coaches and players everywhere. It's a great facilities. And I think you owe that really to the Mississippi State LSU rivalry. And so I feel privileged to be a part of it. And I have been for the last 14 years, except for last year, of course, we didn't get a chance to play, but you know, I always get excited about playing Mississippi State. I love the rivalry, and hopefully we'll have some success this weekend.
Coach, I want to ask you about Eddie Smith. You brought him over before the start of last season from Tulane, the hitting coach. And it looks like, from my vantage point, is that hire is paying dividends. With you guys leading the nation in home runs, it looks like the players really believe in what he's selling them hitting-wise.
Well, Eddie's a great coach. He's a great human being. He's a great coach. I've known him since he was 21 years old. He played for me at Notre Dame for 2 years, and then he went into the coaching profession. He's been outstanding everywhere he's been. And before he came to LSU, he was at Tulane for 2 years, and they had great offensive teams at Tulane when he was there. And he joined up with us, and, of course, last year, you know, the season got cut short, so he really – was, you know, difficult for his whole hitting system, so to speak, to be implemented on, you know, over the course of the season. But this year, you know, you're seeing what's happening. And if people could watch every day the work that he puts in with those players and how he works with them, it's really amazing to watch. He's just so dedicated and so committed and so knowledgeable. And the players believe in what he's telling them. And you're seeing that, you know, that work pay dividends. And the players are doing the work, but Eddie's right there encouraging them and coaching them and helping them. And it's really been amazing to watch.
LSU baseball coach Paul Manera here on Sports Talk. We're winding down with him. And, Coach, we're going to have Rudy Rudiger on later in the show, of course, from Notre Dame.
Oh, are you really?
Time up there. Yeah, yeah. So
how big of a
deal is he up there?
Yeah, Rudy's a great guy. I know Rudy a little bit. You know, his movie came out the year before I went to Notre Dame. And, you know, I grew up as a young man in Miami, Florida, you know, always wanting to become the quarterback at Notre Dame. That was my dream. Of course, I wasn't big enough nor good enough to ever fulfill that dream. But three of my teammates in high school football ended up playing football at Notre Dame. So it was funny, when I became the baseball coach at Notre Dame, each of the three former high school teammates of mine that played football at Notre Dame called me separately. And I used to tell them, you know, that you got to come here before me, but I get to stay longer. So I kind of got to fulfill my goal of going to Notre Dame. Obviously Rudy had his goal and it was well chronicled in the movie, and, you know, it was a great story. And it's a special place up there, despite the fact that a lot of people in Louisiana don't have fond feelings towards Notre Dame. I can tell you it's a very special place. And Rudy's a neat guy. And I haven't seen him, you know, in a long, long time. But give him my best when you talk to him, okay?
I will. And it's only fitting that we've talked to the former Fighting Irish football player on St. Patrick's Day, that's for sure.
Well, that's LSU certainly baseball.
LSU baseball coach Paul Mainieri. Good luck this weekend. Thanks for the time.
Okay, Christian, my pleasure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.